Hello, from outstandingpublicspeaking.com. Today's topic is why is your energy important at a public speech? Probably, again, some of your own experiences at different events that someone is giving a speech and you go like this, oh my gosh, you're bored, you're tired, you're not really engaging with the speaker. And some other events, there's someone speaking and you are just listening because you're so inspired by this speaker. And why is it? The energy of the speaker is vital, is critical. Because if your energy, like I experienced during studies, there's some professor who is giving a speech about the topic and blah 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 blah. You get the point? And then there's another speaker. Wow, this woman or this man has energy. And interesting point, you are fired up by that person no matter about what topic they are speaking. Although they are speaking about a topic which you have no interest in, you're getting fired up by this person who is speaking. And therefore, if you give a speech, you have to fire up yourself first, that you have your vibration much higher than your audience. And just this fact that your vibration is higher, your energy than the audience, you are very good off. So, how can you raise your vibration? Before you start your speech, if it's possible, go around the corner, go to the restroom, go to the aisle, or wherever you are, go in front of the door, and then you fire up yourself. Like, yeah, jumping up and down and really getting your blood moving, get excited, you know? And then you feel you're getting a little warmer. Don't overdo it, that you start sweating, but really get your energy high. And then have your goal mentally in front of your eyes. What is the goal of the speech? You want to inspire people, or you like to get out this message. And then you just do it. And then you're walking on stage or in front of people, you're standing. Ah, by the way, what happens if you're sitting at a huge table of 20 people and it's your turn to have a little speech? How can you fire up yourself? Maybe you can make a fist under your table, like, I can do it, yes. Yeah, internally, you're just thinking, yes, I can do it. Let's just make your fist and your smile. And again, I was talking about this earlier, smile, be natural, be authentic. Okay, then you stand up and then you just start talking, do your speech, try to engage the audience with asking questions, be authentic, be inspired, be enthusiastic, just be great. And how can you do that? Having fun. You should enjoy public speaking. Because, oh, let me tell you a little story. Why are people afraid of public speaking? Just ask yourself. Is it easy for you just stand up in front of people and give a speech? Just check right out of the blue, is that possible? Oh my gosh, what should I say? You know, you go like this, and some are saying yes, no problem, but people are really, really afraid of public speaking. And the problem is just your imagination. You are thinking, what if I do a mistake? What if there's a question I cannot answer? What if, what if, what if, what if? And that paralyzes you. And then you go, okay, but look at those people. Are you admiring people who can just give a speech out of the blue? Aren't they great? So if you have the courage to stand up in front of people and give a speech, you're far ahead of 90% of your audience. So you should be proud of yourself. You should tap you on the back and say, man, you had the courage and do the speech. You are the leader. Because if you are able to give a speech, you can lead. Do we have many leaders in our today's world? Probably not too many. Of course, there are people who tell you that they are leaders. But if you look behind the scenes, are they real leaders or are they making it up? Are they really living what they're talking? You get the feeling. You sense it. They can have a brilliant speech. No mistake, grammar is perfect. Maybe you notice my grammar is not perfect at all. English is not my native language. But no, you know what? I don't care. As long as you get something out of these little trainings, of these little tips, that's my goal. And there's another secret I want to share today with you. Who is judging if you have done a good job? Maybe your boss. In some situations, your spouse. But be honest. At the end of the day, it should be only yourself. You're judging yourself. And if you compare your own judgment with other people about your results, probably in most of the cases, your judge is not that good than from the other people. The others are judging you better or rating you better than yourself. So observe yourself. How are you judging yourself? Okay. And if you design your life, your role, your game, like you like it, I give you a hint. Design your speech in a way that you always win. Which means don't try to make an outstanding speech just using data as an interesting thing, which sounds good. But if someone is asking a question and you have no idea about this, then you have some trouble. But if you're just talking about what you know, what you have experienced yourself, then you are perfect. Because then you have done your best, you're talking from your experience, and this is what the other end is getting. It comes across if you're authentic. Not by using your verbs, just by using your energy. And that's the point of today's tip. You have to have a high energy if you're standing in front of people, if you have a public speech. Raise your energy in advance, even if you make a fist under your table or whatever it is. You have to raise your vibration, and then you are in a much better shape, and you will receive much better results. So, all good wishes, lots of fun, and raise your energy. Bye-bye.